This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. After 2 years of canceled events, the Lind Combine Derby is back. The small town, about 76 miles southwest of Spokane, is holding their much-beloved Combine Derby this weekend. Josh Knodel of the Lind Lions Club, the Derby's organizer, says folks are really chomping at the Combine Derby bit.
Maybe it's that, or maybe there's people that are desperate to get out. I don't know. Call it what you want, but we'll take them either way.
Knodel says things get rolling in just 2 days.
Friday night gets started at 5, and usually by the time we run, usually we have close to 80 to 90 cars and then about 30 pickups. So by the time we get done, it's usually around 9 o'clock Friday night.
And the next day, Knodel says things really heat up.
Saturday morning, the parade starts at 11, runs through downtown Lynn there, and immediately following the parade, we've got a catered barbecue there that people can participate in the park and kind of buy a little bit of time there before people start heading out to the Derby grounds.
For Knodel says, the main event.
2 o'clock, we start the first pickup heat races, I guess, and we run those for about an hour, and then 3 o'clock is the main event with the Combine Derby.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Lind Combine Derby, or go to lindcombinederby.com.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.